Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Whoa, it's already Fat Tuesday. Oh my goodness. I kind of celebrated Fat Monday yesterday. I had pizza and wine, and I watched this awesome show called Our Planet, I think it was, with my stepson, a bunch of episodes. And oh my goodness, it was so well done. The filming was just phenomenal. We watched the Antarctic and then the below the sea wildlife and a couple of rainforest and how the forest, you know, actually can regenerate itself through fires and all this kind of stuff and how dependent all of the different animals and fish and coral and all the wildlife just is kind of dependent on each other to be sustainable and to keep that ecosystem going. It was just phenomenal. And I just sat there and I'm like, God, you are awesome. Like, this is incredible what you have created. And it just was an amazing evening. And it made me reflect on something beyond my life and the human life and just how much there is in this world that God has put here for beauty, to sustain us from a food perspective, but also to sustain us for life. Like when forests are burnt to the ground, acres and acres and acres, that's got something to do with, you know, the carbon dioxide and the atmosphere of oxygen that we breathe. It's just so cool. Everything was just overwhelming last night, including all that pizza and wine. I feel a little gross today. So I don't know what I'm going to do today for Fat Tuesday. And excuse me. See, Fat Tuesday, I'm burping. I'm going to keep that on the podcast. Anyway, today there could be people over in, you know, another part of the world who are starting Lent that are listening to these. I know for sure we've got some people in New Zealand and Australia and not too terribly far away from us on the other side of the pond. And I just want to, you're getting closer and closer and closer to Lent. So I hope that everyone has prayed to God to say, hey, what do you want me to do? And I've gone through this day after day after day because what I wanted to do, I thought he wanted me to do, but he didn't. Okay, I thought he wants me to quit wine. He wants me to go completely without wine for 40 days. And after prayer, I found out, yeah, he doesn't. He wants me to manage my wine. He wants me to exercise temperance. And I figured this out because I asked him. I have a relationship with my husband where we have a couple of drinks on Friday night, on Saturday night, and sometimes on Sunday. And that's our pastime. We used to do it every night, but we've really cut down on the weekday. And so I asked him, do you want me to stop drinking wine? And he said, no. And I said, okay, what is it that you want me to do? And I kept feeling in my heart, he wanted me to fast every day in a big way. And I said, is it one meal a day, one small meal a day? And yeah, he said, yes. And I was like, holy cow, every day? And he said, yes. I do have to ask him about Sunday. I kind of prayed for it, but I didn't hang around for the answer. I was like, okay, but maybe on Sunday, a little bit bigger meal? Because here's the deal. In Lent, for those of you who don't know, it's 46 days, which means Sundays throughout Lent, you are able to have whatever it is that you're giving up. So if it's wine, you can have wine on Sunday. Or you can choose to bust through the whole time, all every day, all of the days, 46 days, and make it all the way. It's up to you. But on Sundays, we are called to celebrate. It's a feast day. We are not supposed to fast. It is the Lord's Day. We're celebrating the resurrection, even in the penitential season of Lent. So I have to find out what he wants me to do on Sundays, but I've pretty much got my answer that every single day, one meal a day. And I know why he is doing this. He needs me to be in constant prayer with him all day, every day. Because guess what? Lent is crazy for me. First of all, when I am home, I'm not sure if my husband will be here. He may be traveling. So there could be days where I'm on my own and I don't have to make dinner, and that's okay. Then there are days when I'm traveling, I'm at the airport, I'm having dinners or breakfasts, prayer breakfasts even, or lunches with people that I'm speaking to. And there are people's places that I'm staying at and other things that go on that are very not regular, right? There's nothing regular about the Lenten season for me. And then of course you've got weekends where I'm at home with the whole family and cooking and that type of stuff. So it's going to be a daily, daily grabbing God's hand and saying, okay, Lord, first of all, help me get through this. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't eat all day, every day. But one of the struggles I'm going to have is every morning I love my coffee and cream. So if I start with coffee and cream, then that's going to be my meal, right? I'm going to have to make breakfast and then not eat for the rest of the day. So is it going to be coffee with no cream and then wait until dinner? Or will it be, you know, my first few cups will just be black and then later on in the morning I'll have, you know, coffee with cream and then a lunch? I mean, this is going to be insane. And I feel that God is all about exactly that. Every day should be a day that you take my hand and live every moment with me, offering up my pain, my hunger pangs, my confusion on when I'm what I'm supposed to do what today, and praying my way through it with him. This is what I feel I am being called to. Everybody else is being called to something else. I'm also being called to get up. Get up every day and make sure that you start your day with prayer with me. I'm super good on the weekdays, super good with it. On the weekends, not so much, because when my husband's home and we're sleeping in, or on, you know, it's on the weekend where he can sleep in, I don't want to set my alarm for 5, wake the whole family up, and therefore wake him up. I mean, he's under a lot of stress. He's doing a lot of stuff at work supporting us, and I don't want to ruin his sleep. So I did. I prayed on that. I said, do you want me to get up at 5 every morning? And he didn't say yes. But I know that he's challenging me to get up and pray before Mass. Because on Saturdays and Sundays, I pray after Mass. So I don't do my prep kind of reading. I do read. I'll listen to the readings on the way to church sometimes, which isn't cool. I don't contemplate it. Or I think he's calling me maybe to read and do some Lectio Divina before the day, right? So do it the night before, so that I'm not just kind of rolling into church and it's all fresh and I haven't kind of meditated on any of it. But I know that God's calling you to something as well. And remember, fasting without prayer is just a diet. You must deepen your spiritual life with God, some way, shape, or form. Perhaps maybe it's ensuring that you pray while you fast. When you're having that struggle or when that temptation comes to have that, whatever it is that you've decided to abstain from. And I hope that all of you are doing something with food and drink, that it's not just abstaining from, Facebook or social media or, you know, your favorite Netflix show or something like that. That's always good to add that in addition, but try to go for something on the food and drink side of the house. It's true bodily mortification, and it is what is all over the Bible. God, Moses, I should say Jesus, who is God, yes, we know, but Jesus, Moses, there's so many out there. Daniel's fast, right? He just basically ate vegetables. It's really important to abstain from food and or drink. Okay, enough. I'm not preaching here. I'm really not. And that is where I go next. Because let's not be boastful or brag about how we're doing this Lent. Let's keep it just like God wants us to keep it, right? Go pray in the room with the door closed. You know, just keep it between you and me. Get out there and shower. Don't be mopey. Don't be whining and complaining and let everybody know how much you're sacrificing and what you're doing, because that's not what it's about. This is between you and God. This is your sacrifice, your love for Him. And every moment that you struggle and you suffer, pray to God and say, Lord, I love you so much. I remember exactly what you went through for the love of me. You hung on the cross for 3 hours in the most brutal pain, suffocating after being beaten by 5,480 bloody blows, wounds, cuts, gashes, gorges in your body. You went through dragging that ridiculous heavy cross for so long up to that hill on Calvary, discouraging. All of that you did because you love me. I can do this because I love you. All right, everyone. Enjoy your Fat Tuesday. Do whatever it is that you got to get out of your system. And you know what? Do that for the love of God too. Because this is put into the church for a reason. On the feast days, we're supposed to feast. On the fast days, we're supposed to fast. It's made for a reason. It's funny. I was talking to my spiritual director, and he said, you know, a lot of people are out there dieting and doing all these things, trying this diet and that diet. And he said, I wonder if everybody lived their life and conformed their life to the church, what we all might be like. Meaning, you fast on the fast days, you feast on the feast days, and you do what the church tells you to do every day. It was an interesting concept. I have not adopted that in my life, but it was a eye-opener to me. I was like, that's interesting, thinking about that here. But I'm definitely, through these days of Lent, going to offer it in love and going to be joyful to the world about it. And I'm going to pay attention to how my spiritual life is, what my prayer life is like, and what my whole day is like as I constantly scream to God to get me through every moment. It's going to be hard. Like I said, I don't eat all day every day, but, you know, I eat twice a day, probably, you know, so, and one smaller meal once a day is going to be, it's going to be interesting. Alrighty, everyone, I love you so much. Go out there and be the light. God bless you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.